What's up, everybody? This is Joel with IRIChat. You were just listening to a song called Again by our guest, Tommy Thomas. Tommy Thomas is a singer-songwriter that's been releasing some new singles. He's now working on an EP that should be released very soon. He's based out of Nigeria, and we thought to give him a call just for a chat. Listen to us talk about the new music he's coming out with, his culinary background, and much more. So enjoy our IRIChat as we say what's up to Tommy Thomas. Tommy Thomas, what's up? How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Joel. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm pumped.
Oh, man. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I understand when we were talking off air, you mentioned that you were in a studio. So how's everything going on where you're at?
Everything is great. I literally have a show tomorrow, my show Higher Vibrations Live. So I'm rehearsing with my band. And yeah, just vibes, you know, really just pumped and big energy and everyone's happy. So I'm happy.
Is it your first live show since cases started going down and everything?
This is the first time that Higher Vibrations Live is back. But I'm excited. I have played a couple shows since then. And it was magical. I missed being back on stage. It's awesome to be back on stage. But beyond that, yeah, this is the first time for myself and my show. Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. And you've been releasing a couple of singles out right now. And I understand you're actually working on an EP. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, right now I'm working on a project called the Hopeless Romantic EP. And I've put out a couple singles so far since last year, September. Down till now, Hopeless Romantic, the Hopeless Romantic remix featuring Stylo G, Who Knew, and right now Again is out. So I'm in a good place. You know, yeah. My mind is good, music is good. I'm happy.
I think in 2016 that was your last album with the Black Couch Volume 1. So what kind of inspired you to start writing new music all of a sudden?
Well, yes, the last LP I put out was Black Couch, was the Black Couch Volume 1. But since then, I have actually put out another project called the Illusions EP with Lerick. Lerick produced the majority, a lot of the Burna Boy new album. So he's like family to me. So we put out a joint collective EP in 2018. And since then, I put out a couple singles on my own, for instance, Shaken. And literally, I've just been in a space whereby it's a new world. There are new potentialities. And with that comes just pure potential. And I want to create from a place of calm, of me knowing that, yes, the intent going into writing and making these songs is to, you know, touch people's hearts, raise people's vibrations, raise people's frequencies. So that's pretty much where I'm at the moment.
During quarantine, did that kind of inspire you to write new music as well?
Oh yes. During the quarantine, I was really on my guitar every day, every morning, a minimum of like 2 hours a day, just to make sure, you know, I have the creative juices flowing. I was inspired. I was writing. I wrote a lot of songs during the lockdown. And yeah, I'm happy to come out the other side, happy, healthy, with new music and inspiration.
I listened to the Black Couch Volume 1 album, which is a great album. So are you working on a Volume 2 for that series as well?
Of course. It's in the works. For me, it's like Black Couch Volume 1 was very deep for me. That came at a point in time when I was in uni in Dubai. And so much happened in my life. I literally had like a whole life shift. And I lived on my friend's couch for a year. So I literally made all those songs literally in that space, 2015. And it has, for me to make a Black Couch 2, I have to have gone through some real life, you know, experiences to not, you know, say some nasty words, but to go through some real deep exploration of the soul. And then I would give Black Couch 2. But, you know, it's a series that means a lot to me and a lot with how I live my life as a human being here in this realm.
You mentioned about going to uni in Dubai, and that since you're based in Nigeria, I believe. So what made you want to go there for your studies?
Wow. It was literally like my bigger brother. He was like, he's going to Dubai in 2010. And I was like, wow, what are you going out to do in Dubai? What's going on there? And he was like, Tommy, you have to come here. And then I finished my SAT and my A-levels. And once I was done with all of that, I literally just got on the plane. I went straight to Dubai. And yeah, we just took it from there.
So what did you study over there?
I studied film, public relations and filmmaking, video.
And what made you want to study that?
I've always loved cinematography as a whole. I've always loved just visualization and imagination as a whole. So having other options there, business, IT, and all these other things, I chose, I'm going to do this public relations and film. And that was the course I chose. So that I can create art on my own. I don't need to always run to someone. I know how to, present my art to some degree. It helps.
And you actually have a couple of visuals out right now. So did you have a behind the scenes role in producing those videos?
Of course. I'm always very, very, very hands-on with my visuals in terms of, creating mood boards, just syncing with the directors to make sure that we are on the same page and we are, in one mind and in one alignment with the product we're trying to showcase to the world. So I'm very, very hands-on. Angles, be it, everything. I'm there. I want to learn. I want to grow.
So I actually want to talk about some previous music that you had before your solo project, because you actually were part of a boy group called LOS, which from what I understand is called Loud on Sound. So how did that band form together?
That was the genesis of, most of the new school music you're hearing out of Nigeria today. And LOS was family from Adeniyi Jones. LOS is family. I'm literally with one of my brothers right now in the studio rehearsing, We still make music together, but that's the foundation. We got together in high school and we're like, we're talented kids. Let's make some music. And we got in the studio, we paid for our first few sessions and we just got in the lab and made some amazing music. And we put it out to our audience here in Nigeria at that point in time. And back then, 2010, we were the pioneers of, the new school movement. And it made a huge impact in Nigeria and in the Nigerian music scene. So I'm proud to be an LOS member for life, LOS all day.
So what made you want to start focusing more on your solo project?
Just growth as an artist, growth as a being, and wanting to do better for myself. And it was just like, what am I good at? How can I channel what I'm good at into creating a life for myself and my family? And this is what I do. This is how I support my family. This is how I eat, so it's what I love.
And who are some musicians that kind of influence you for your own music?
Oh, wow. I would say Mariah Carey, Bumi Thomas, Bob Marley, Fela, Wande Cole, Sade, Jay-Z, Eminem, Harry Belafonte, Adam Levine, Maroon 5, Blink 182, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mike Jagger, Queen, Prince, the list goes on. But you put those together, you get Tommy Thomas to some degree, at least a little bit of Tommy Thomas and all of that.
Out of all the names that you named, what's the one that you would say that would be your dream collaboration?
Sade.
Sade, why is that?
She's everything. She's soul. She is soul. She is heartfelt emotion. And to reach that point of, creativity where once you sing, another being in the world hears those tones and is able to instantly connect. And like, that is the emotion I was conveying to you guys, to feel that. Only a few people can do that. And, that she has that ability. And I want to learn how to do that properly.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about outside of music, because you kind of had something else outside of doing music full time, and you actually have, or you're involved with the restaurant business. So what made you want to get involved in that field?
I love cooking. I've always been cooking since I was at a very young age. My mom used to make sure, like, if she's cooking, that I'm in the kitchen, and I'm learning, I'm I was observing for, you know, from when I was like 7 upwards. But when I got to about 12, I really started chefing off on my own. And I just took it out, just put the passion in it, you know, learned a lot of recipes, did a lot of research online, you know what peppers are too hot, what peppers aren't too hot, you know what I mean? And just mix it together and, you know, serve the family. And as long as the family enjoys the meals, that's what it is. So I just wanted to share my meals with the world, with Nigeria, with the people who I love and who I care for. And I just started a restaurant. This was in 2017. And yeah, everything, it's been a beautiful experience so far.
So what's the name of the restaurant?
Meshai Orient.
So what's the meaning behind that title?
So in Nigeria, there's something called the Meshai. And the Meshai are basically like street food vendors. They make like street noodles. And so the Meshai Orient is, the Orient comes in from the Oriental side of the world, you know, the Eastern Asians, and they have the Oriental style of cooking foods. So basically what I did is I fused my recipes, which are often European, Western / Eastern, and I still have my roots in Nigeria, which is spicy, hot flavor, you know what I mean? So I mixed all of those together, and then I came up with the name, the Meshai Orient, which is to reorientate the Meshai who make Nigerian street food, to make food accessible, good food, quality food, accessible to the average Nigerians for an affordable fee. That's the dream and the goal of Meshai Orient.
So do you primarily work on the back of the house of the restaurant, or do you kind of do both ends?
When I do get my hands dirty, I do cook up, you know, the meals for the, when I have the time to actually be in that space. But I definitely do have a whole, you know, team staff who cater to our guests and our clients. And yeah, I'm happy with that. But I am very hands-on, of course. I have to make sure all the food tastes right.
Yeah. I understand that you actually studied a little of some culinary arts when you were in Dubai. Is that correct?
I mean, there were a bunch of chefs in which I looked up to, and over time I went to their houses. You know, we made food together. One of those be Dobra Brisby, who is one of my older brothers. He taught me a bunch of things I would never forget. He's the one that really made me start cooking with mushrooms. At first, I didn't like mushrooms. I couldn't stand them. But he was like, told me mushrooms are good. He also taught me how to cook Coke chicken.
Coke chicken?
He used to cook Coke chicken for me, and I learned a lot from him. Coke chicken, bro, it's amazing. Believe me. I'm telling you, it's crazy, but it's amazing. And there are a bunch of other chefs I met in Dubai that really just upped my ante and upped my game. And I'm blessed to just have come into contact with those beings.
I gotta go back to that Coke chicken, because I'm just picturing you put some raw chicken and boil it into Coke. Is that?
No. Okay, so let me. So basically, you marinate the chicken in a mix of oyster sauce, soy sauce, Coca-Cola, chili flake, peppers, garlic, bell ginger, some turmeric, some curry, and you leave that sit for maybe, you know, 4 to 6 hours. And it depends on what style you want to go for. You want to grill it, you want to put it in the microwave oven, or you want to grill it on an actual grill, you want to boil it, fry it. It all depends on what style you're going to make. But I love slow cook my chicken for about 2 hours, make sure it's tender, falls off the bone, cooked chicken.
Oh, yeah. So where do you see the restaurant going in 5 or 10 years?
Really, for me, it's more about, I have a goal, which is to serve 1 million meals. And these 1 million meals, it's not about the money. It's about feeding the community and to say I have a company or a body who believes in feeding those who need food and who would do it out of love and who are providing the service. You know, at the end of the day, humanity, we're here to serve ourselves. So just spread love and spread food, you know. So it's just about increasing the capacity of the business and as well just making sure it affects and impacts the community in a positive way. Over the next 5 years, of course.
Well, and I understand you're a well-traveled guy because, I mean, besides being in Dubai and being in Africa, and yet, from what I understand, you actually lived in Atlanta for a little bit over here. So,
oh, yeah.
what are some of the best restaurants that you've experienced?
Wow. In my life, well, between Dubai and Atlanta, in Atlanta, there was a spot called CC's Pizza. I will never forget that place. And I mean, this is, stems back like 2004, 2005, when I used to go, when I was there, I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I never, ever forgot that experience. It was a pizza buffet with red cups. Beyond that, I love P.F. Chang. P.F. Chang Chinese food is phenomenal. I love Pad Thai. I love Mama Put. I know you don't know what that is, but in Nigeria, there's something called Mama Put, which is like street food. That they make cheap street food culturally, the way it's meant to be. You know, I'm a big fan of that type of food. I love restaurants. Let me think. My favorite restaurant. Oh my God, there's so many. But I love Italian. I love pizza, as I said. Pizza is my favorite food. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a CC's Pizza place shops around here anymore. But when I was younger, I used to love CC's Pizza, you know, like.
And oh, it was wow, like, you know CC's.
Oh, yeah,
CC's,
of course.
That was my spot when I was young. I used to tell them every day after school, I want to go to CC's.
Oh, yeah.
Please, and they should take. Amazing.
Well, I always liked their, I guess it was like their garlic or cheese sticks, something like that.
Yeah. You're blowing my mind. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. You didn't mention it, but I was curious to know because you were talking about like all these recipes, but I understand you actually have your own special sauce. So what is that?
I have a few sauces that I love to cook for those I love. One is called the spicy bustide sauce. Now, the spicy bustide sauce is very, very hot, spicy pepper sauce mixed with spring onions, mushroom. It has a protein base, either bacon, chicken breast, beef, or of course we have the vegetarian options as well, which have no what's it called, protein in there. But yeah, it's just a mix of great spicy flavors that, you know, come together and make you just enjoy your life.
So do you typically like making like Nigerian dishes? Or I mean, you mentioned that you like Italian food, but I didn't know if you like making that as well. Yeah.
Like for me, it really depends on how I feel in the day and what I want to eat. So if I'm in the mood for like Niger food, like I'm going to get in the kitchen and whip up some palm oil, you know, rice or something. If I'm in the mood for Italian, I get in the kitchen, I make some Alfredo, some carbonara, some, depends really. If I want, you know, Chinese, make some sweet and sour sauce, you know, some steamed rice, special fried rice. It all depends on my mood really. But I practiced.
Well, I'm a big foodie myself. So are there any like really great Nigerian dishes that you can recommend to me if I ever visit Nigeria?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely advise you to try starch and banga soup.
Okay.
Because that is my favorite cultural food. And it's my brother, Bruce B-L-O-S, who put me on that. I went to his hometown in Warri and he gave me this thing. And I was like, what is this thing? And I ate it and it was amazing. So it's called starch and banga soup. Another thing you need to try is the jollof rice, afang soup. Like, bro, don't even play. You feel me? When you come, I can't, like, if you're coming to Nigeria, let me know, please. You know, so I can make sure I hook you up real, real nice.
Well, so it was always my dream to visit Africa. And I always wanted to go, like, on a tour of, like, oh, like one of them is Ghana, but definitely Nigeria is one of them.
I just left Ghana. Like, I was in Ghana last week for the first time in my life, and my goodness, what an experience. I'm literally going back in like 10 days. I have to, just because it was too entertaining. I'll use that word. It was so entertaining.
Oh man.
So you have to come. Like, I would love to know what your thoughts are on, you know, Africa.
I don't know. I mean, with your culinary experience, you might be interested, but the show Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, I know, like, he had a lot of great episodes in, like, different...
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Wow. Yeah. Love that show. Yeah, definitely. He went around.
I think one episode was in Lagos, and I mean...
Lagos, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I gotta watch that episode again. So do you follow any famous chefs yourself?
Gordon Ramsay. There are a bunch of amazing chefs. Bobby Flay, you know, beat Bobby Flay. There's so many, because I watch the Food Channel a lot. But people like Bobby Flay and Gordon Ramsay, it's like, you can't touch them. You know what I mean? They're legends in the cooking thing. But at the same time, there are people out here in Nigeria, Anita Bariza of Taste of Bariza, you know, Sweet Horizon, Sarah. There are a lot of people that make amazing meals out here as well. And I look up to them as well, equally.
So were you a fan of his show, Hell's Kitchen?
I didn't really get into Hell's Kitchen, but I've watched a couple episodes. I'm more of a fan of just his cooking style overall. Okay. You know, he's kind of eccentric with it. He doesn't follow the rules per se. He makes his own rules, and I think that's fun. You know, being unorthodox with things.
You know, personally, I don't have a grill, but one thing I always want to do once I have a nice big backyard and everything, I want to have a grill and just have parties. And whenever I've experienced grilling, I always feel like I'm like Bobby Flay, because, you know, that's the master griller.
Yeah, right? He grills. Yeah, he's a griller.
Yeah.
I know. Well, like for me, I grill on average like at least twice every 2 weeks, you know, because I love my grill. You know, so I call my friends over, have barbecues at my house. Just like you said, at the back of the house, I have a big grill, you know, get like 6-7 kg soft chicken, marinated like 24 hours before, put it on the grill, it's ready. You know, I feed my family and I'm like, yo, everyone's like, yo, chicken is bomb, bro. And I'm just like, thank you so much. And so it's love.
I mentioned earlier that you actually lived in Atlanta for a little bit. So what were you doing over there?
When I went to Atlanta, I was with my cousins. I literally went for a school year. I went to Sentinel. I lived in Sentinel on the river, and I went to River Eaves Elementary School down in Georgia. And it was family time, really. It was more family time than anything. And I ended up living there for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I was with Bugis. I don't know if you know, I've heard of Bugis. He's one of Russ's best friends, and he's an artist as well. Russ, the rapper. So, you know, we're kind of family at the end of the day. But yeah, that's why I was in Atlanta. I was living with my cousins, Bugis Thompson, and then his family, and his family time. So it was amazing. It was one of the most formative years of my life, hands down. Atlanta, 2004.
Well, it seems like you like traveling. So are there other parts of either the U.S. or other countries that you went to go visit?
I went down to Iowa. I went to Iowa, I went to Florida, went to Tampa Bay. I went down to Disney World, went to New York. I went around when I was there. Went to Texas, went to Houston. Of course, I've been to London, Germany, Kigali, Rotterdam, Amsterdam. Of course, Lagos, Ghana, Kigali, Rwanda. I've been around a little bit, but I need to travel a whole lot more. There are a lot of places in the world I need to go. I would love to go to the pyramids of Egypt, you know, just sightseeing and just feeling these energies. Mexico, Tulum, these are the places I would love to, you know, pilgrimage on. Kailash, Mount Kailash. Yeah, these things.
So what's your interest in traveling?
Well, as of right now, it's just to feel new energies and just to feel the grid lines on the planet, you know, the crystalline grid, the magnetic grid. These things are changing and evolving as we breathe every day. And they have different, how do I say this, grid lines that run down the planet. And there are a lot of these things that are aligned with like the pyramids and certain locations, the Bermuda Triangle, all these type of things. And I believe that once you go into the spaces of these energies, it does something to your body, to yourself. So for me, it's to just go see the world and just see how it affects me and my consciousness as a whole.
So, I mean, you mentioned that you were in Ghana. So whenever you're traveling around, what are some things that you like to do when you're visiting a new area?
I make sure I eat great food every day. Every day I have to make sure I eat some good food.
How do you search for like places to eat?
Basically more of word of mouth. Okay. Word of mouth slash I check out reviews online. TripAdvisor, you know, food blogs and these type of things. I check them out to know, you know, what works best for me. And then I just go or I order.
Is there one restaurant that you haven't gone to that you would like to go to someday?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there are definitely.
Or what are some that you will hope to visit?
I've always wanted to eat at the Burj Al Arab in Dubai. That's one restaurant. I think it's like a 7-star restaurant, something like that. And I would love to eat there. It's like they have like this underwater aquatic view, and yeah, it's crazy in Dubai. So that's one place I've always wanted to eat that I haven't gotten around to eating at.
Cool. Well, if you ever make it down to South Florida, I can definitely take you to some places. I used to live in the South, so I'm actually big on barbecue food.
Oh, please. I'm just making plans, you know, to come out down there to the States. So once I'm sure, I'll definitely make sure I hit you up. I get my team. We hit you up. And now I promise you, if I can pull up, I'll pull up 100%. Some good barbecue.
But you mentioned an upcoming show. So are you doing any other shows that people should watch out for?
There'll be a bunch of, you know, announcements to come through in the next 2-3 months. So once that comes out, you know, watch the space, TomyThomasMusic.com, TomyThomas_LOS on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm pretty sure you would get to know everything that's going on with me in terms of bookings, tours. Just keep it locked.
Well, Tommy, since we're wrapping up, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners?
I just want to say thank you guys, you know, for your time, for your passion. Thank you so much, brother, for having me on the show. It was like, this was such a great conversation, and I would love to do it again. I just want to let everyone know that I know the world is going through some crazy times, but we just have to vibrate higher. We have to just trust our higher selves, trust innate, and breathe and live, you know, fear-free. So yeah, that's all I have to say, really. New music soon.
Great. Well, appreciate this from the bottom of my heart. But Tommy Thomas, thank you so much for joining us in iRechat, and best of luck on everything.
Thank you so much, Joel. Have a fantastic, fantastic day. I appreciate you. Please, I'm here if you ever need me. Just let me know. Who knew, who knew? We would have to jump gates and run, who knew? Made way through the maze and dungeons, hoping to grow up real brave and strong. Boo-hoo, going in.
Our iRechat with Tommy Thomas. Make sure to catch his upcoming EP and follow all his socials. You may find more information in the show notes. Please rate our podcast and let us know what you think of it. I hope you stay safe with everything going on right now. To keep yourself occupied, go ahead and catch your chats on YouTube as well. To end this episode, I thought I'd play the song Who Knew from Tommy Thomas. Thanks for listening to our iRechat, and I'll see you soon. We would have to jump gates and run, who knew? Made way through the maze and dungeons, hoping to grow up real brave and strong. Boo-hoo, going in and out, figuring it out. And oh, my baby, I think we have a bad situation, but I know we'll make it. Like, yeah, 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 yeah.